All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. Last week, we ended with David Manning walking off, having disqualified both the New Age Outlaws and Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis. What is going on with him? Well, that's exactly where I start out. I come out to the interview desk and call out David Manning. Manning comes out still holding the World Tag Team title belts. The question is simple. What are you doing with the title belts? Manning answers that he believes the titles should be held up and new champions be determined by a tournament. I remind him that it isn't his job to decide who holds the titles. His job is to manage the action in the ring and make the appropriate calls according to what happens in the ring. He says that's exactly what he did. He disqualifies both teams and expects his decision as the head referee to be upheld by me as the booker. I will uphold the double disqualification, but I will not hold up the titles. While the Outlaws have not been the greatest at following the rules in every match, they have not been beaten for the titles, nor have they done anything that has made me even sanction them for their actions. I call the Outlaws to come out to the interview desk. Precious escorts them through the curtain, and they make their way over to myself, Manning, and Lance Russell. Armstrong tries to take the microphone, but I wave him off. I instruct Manning to hand the champions their titles again. He refuses. I tell him that his future as the head referee in the PWA will be determined by his decision in the next few seconds. He glares at me and then thrusts the belts over to the champions. Before I can say anything else to him, Manning storms off. The Outlaws display their belts to the cheers of the crowd, but I signal for the fans to give me a moment. I tell the champions that they have been skirting the line of being sanctioned by my office. They have not crossed the line as of yet, but I officially put them on warning. I expect a clean match from them in their next title defense against Hard Day's Night. They ask who their challengers will be, but I only tell them that an open invitation has been signed by a team who has previously been recruited to join the PWA. But they have refused to join so far. Maybe this match will be their official PWA debut. Only time will tell. The Outlaws aren't happy with my vague announcement of their challengers, but they leave to a decent pop from the crowd as they hold the title belts high above their heads. All right, let's look at the card once again. We have 9 matches coming up this week. Now that we have straightened out if the Outlaws are still the World Tag Team Champions. 3 titles on the line, as we'll start off with Dan Spivey defending the television title against Tim Horner. We have the American Heavyweight title on the line as Sting defends the title against an open challenge. And then the World Heavyweight title will be on the line as Stone Cold Steve Austin also faces an open challenge. But in between those 2 matches, in our semi-main event, a number one contender match for the World Heavyweight title, featuring Bubba Ray Dudley and Terry Gordy. That should be a great match. But let's get started back at the beginning again. Television title on the line. After 3 weeks of open invitation challengers from outside the PWA, Tim Horner of the Lightning Express decides to throw himself into the ring to challenge for the television title. Spivey gets bored with Horner's attempts to take him off his feet with offense off the ropes. He picks him up in the military press and drops him over the top rope onto the concrete floor. Nick Patrick calls for the bell. Again, Spivey loses the match, but he gets to keep the title belt. He has 12 weeks under his belt as the champion. Horner getting the disqualification win in a time of 2 minutes, 22 seconds. Spivey stops by the interview desk on his way out of the arena to speak with Lance about his goals as television champion. Bobby Heenan says he has gone through the history of the PWA, and he has found that Spivey is enjoying the second longest reign as television champion. Heenan puts out his own open invitation for challengers for over the next 6 weeks. After that time, Spivey will be the longest reigning television champion in the PWA. When that time comes, Heenan says that another invitation will be given to any of the other champions in the PWA to defend their title against the most dominant television champion of all time. Who will answer these challenges? Well, we're going to have to find out, aren't we? We move on to the next match. Brickhouse Brown facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And in a match that brings back memories from last summer, Brickhouse and Sharp have a great match. Sharp gets the pin after loading the arm brace and nailing Brickhouse with a lariat, and then a falling forearm smash from the middle rope in a time of 3 minutes, 42 seconds. Next match has Kendall Windham facing off against Billy Travis. Kendall has the match well in hand until Brickhouse Brown sneaks down to the ring. While Pringle has Nick Patrick distracted, Brickhouse throws powder into Kendall's eyes. Billy rolls Kendall up with a small package for the pin in a time of 9 minutes, 49 seconds. Continuing on with the gang war, next match has Too Cold Scorpio facing off against Rolando Freeman. And Scorpio and Rolando have a great match. Scorpio goes up for a high-risk maneuver, but Pringle climbs onto the ring apron. Rolando knocks him, Scorpio off the turnbuckle. He goes up for a superplex, but Scorpio blocks it. Scorpio drills him into the mat with a sit-out facebuster from the middle turnbuckle for the pin in a time of 8 minutes, 12 seconds. Next match, continuing on with the gang war, Disco Inferno and Lance Storm facing off against PG-13. And Disco and Lance dominate the match. Although Wolfie tries to regain momentum with a double axe handle off the middle turnbuckle, Lance nails him with the super kick. Lance catapults Wolfie into the turnbuckle, and Disco gets the win after the blockbuster in a time of 12 minutes, 27 seconds. Next match has Michael Hayes facing off against Brad Armstrong. And they have a wonderful scientific match. At one point, Hayes attempts to make Brad submit to an abdominal stretch. However, Tommy Young catches him holding onto the top rope for leverage. Brad tries to regroup, but Hayes stays on him and eventually wins the match with a rolling reverse cradle in a time of 12 minutes, 45 seconds. Your winner is Michael P.S. Hayes. All right, one of our, I guess you could probably call them three main events this evening. American heavyweight title on the line. And in another wonderful open invitation match, Sting defends the title against another of his longtime allies, Junkyard Dog. Junkyard Dog is the Pacific Northwest television champion. And Sting and JYD battled it out in a wonderful scientific match. Both wrestlers have several moments where they have the match almost won, but neither can put the other away. For the second week in a row, Sting reaches the time limit in a title match. Neither wrestler is satisfied with the outcome, but Sting remains your American heavyweight champion. Junkyard Dog is still the Pacific Northwest television champion. And I should retract the statement I just made a moment ago. It's the second week in a row that Sting has been the champion, having gone the time limit. But there is 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, where he took Stone Cold Steve Austin to the 1 hour time limit. All right, next match. Number one contender for the world heavyweight title. Bubba Ray Dudley versus Terry Gordy. And Bubba Ray and Gordy have a bloody match as both of them seek to become the new number one contender for the world heavyweight title. Both men are surely looking to the next match to see who they will likely face at Hard Day's Night in 2 weeks. Both men are given great leniency by David Manning to do whatever they want in the match. Finally, Manning has to call the match because Bubba Ray is bleeding from a gash over his left eye. He can't see very well and twice almost nails Manning with a vicious swing by accident. Gordy is awarded the match in a time of 23 minutes, 15 seconds. He is your new number one contender for the world heavyweight title. Now it's time to go see who he will face for the title. World heavyweight title on the line. Stone Cold Steve Austin defending the title against an open invitation. Bob Backlund, the Pacific Northwest heavyweight champion, answers the open invitation to challenge Stone Cold for the PWA world heavyweight title. Twice, Backlund has Austin trapped in the crossface chicken wing. Backlund's problem is his own manager, the Grand Wizard. He gets on the ring apron to celebrate winning the title. Unfortunately, Backlund has to release the hold to get his manager off the apron. The second time, Austin gets back to his feet and nails Backlund with the stunner. Backlund rolls out of the ring. Austin climbs out after him. The Grand Wizard gets into Austin's face, and Austin flips him off and drops him with the stunner on the concrete floor. Backlund and Austin battle outside, and David Manning counts both men out. Austin remains your world heavyweight champion, but he isn't very happy that he couldn't just get Backlund right there in the middle of the ring after that stunner. So we're looking at Hard Day's Night in 2 weeks. Stone Cold Steve Austin defending the title against Terry Gordy. Who didn't see that coming? I mean, really? I mean, all of the stuff that Austin has had to put up with the Freebirds over the course of the summer, and you're really thinking that I'm not going to have the world heavyweight title match at the big supercard be a match between these two guys? Really, that was obvious, and I played my hand out already with that, even when going through the card. But we'll see what that looks like in 2 weeks. But until next week, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter and booker of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, thanking you for being here, and we will see you next week.